Welcome to Bayou Garden on 89.3 WRKF. I'm Lee Rouse with the LSU Ag Center. Now, more than ever, homeowners and renters alike are highly interested in growing their own vegetables. Just like there are many types of vegetable gardens, there are just as many reasons why people want to start their own backyard vegetable garden. Some people want to start a backyard vegetable garden because it'll provide fresh fruits and vegetables that are healthier and fresher than what they could get at the grocery store. Others choose to grow their own vegetables because they feel that it's important to be able to provide food for their family without having to rely on another person. There are those who keep a financial mindset when going into the garden. These are the gardeners who know and understand the economics of having a home vegetable garden. In study after study, the numbers show us that growing your own fruits and vegetables is far cheaper and much more cost-effective than buying them from a grocery store. In a study performed by Rutgers University, it was shown that on average, for every $1 spent by a home vegetable gardener, that gardener could expect a rate of return of $6 worth of produce. Who would have ever thought that having a vegetable garden could give you a 600% rate of return on your investment? Let's take that a step further. In theory, if you spend $600 on produce at the grocery store each month, you could instead spend $100 at your local nursery, gaining the same amount of vegetables and fruit. The 6-to-1 ratio is looking at the garden as a whole, but there are some vegetables that have an even higher rate of return. A home gardener has the potential of gaining $75 of green beans for every $1 spent. Potatoes fall into the lower rate of return, giving only $5 back on each $1 spent in the garden. Of course, if you don't have a vegetable garden already established in your yard, there will be an initial cost that you will need to incur before getting started. This one-time cost is a barrier that I hear homeowners use as a reason not to get started time and time again. While raised garden beds are increasing in popularity, keep in mind that purchasing the Mercedes-Benz of vegetable gardening equipment is not going to ensure your success. A gardener can be just as successful growing in the native soil with the proper amendments than those who buy the most expensive materials. The second excuse I hear from those who are weary of starting their own vegetable garden in their backyard is they just don't know how or where to get started. I have great news. Because vegetable gardening has become so popular, there is a wealth of information at your fingertips to help you get started. The first source of information is to utilize the LSU Ag Center and your local extension agent. If you are beginning to encounter problems in the garden, email us with your questions and include a picture of the problem. Your local extension agent will be able to give you a more appropriate and thorough answer than you could get from a search engine. Unless you can find a mutual fund or stock that is going to consistently pay you $6 for every $1 you put in, I would highly suggest trying your hand at vegetable gardening. Even if you were to get a one-to-one payoff, you will still be learning a valuable skill that you can hone over time. While there can be a great payoff for starting your own vegetable garden, the upfront economics doesn't take into account the incalculable amount of health and enjoyment you'll receive from growing and eating your own fresh fruits and vegetables. This is Bayou Garden. I'm Lee Rouse. Join us next week at this time for more on your garden. Podcasts of the show are available at WRKF.org.